And now we close out February with this month's postcard from the prairie from Eliza Blue.
I got my first milk cow, Rita, 4 years ago today. Her calf was born in March, which in these parts is still the dead of winter. I was teaching full-time then, so I'd venture out before school in my insulated brown coveralls, milk pail in hand, and milk Rita as rose-gray light broke over the eastern hills. From the first, it was not without challenges. Most mornings, the soapy cloth I brought to clean her udders was frozen into stiff creases before I reached the corral. Plus, Rita and I were still getting used to each other, and after she kicked over a nearly full bucket one day, I started keeping my left hand on the pail at all times. That hand would grow very, very cold. But I liked it. It felt like magic to watch those thin lines of milk sizzle into the cold aluminum milk pail. In those first mornings, I would sing Rita love songs while I milked, and she would sigh long, steamy sighs of pleasure as she ate her pan of sweet feed. Back in the kitchen, I'd strain the milk into pint jars, where it would glow creamily in the refrigerator. I'd pour a splash into my thermos of coffee before rushing off to work, thinking myself quite lucky. Spring came, and milking became an even more enjoyable chore. I'd go out to the pasture and lead Rita and her little calf Ruthie into the corral, the tall grass tickling our knees. The sheep, who usually followed us in as well, would buck and play with Ruthie, while a favorite barn cat curled around my ankles, hoping for spills. This was pre-motherhood, so I had plenty of time to experiment, and I made yogurt and cheese and butter aplenty. I was living my homesteading fantasies. Unfortunately, we were soon to learn, dairy cows are notorious for being difficult to breed back. Sure enough, Rita came up open the following fall, so we put her in with the bulls and hoped for the best. When Rita gave birth to a ruddy red steer the following September, I breathed a sigh of relief. Perhaps I shouldn't have. Milking for a month or two in cold weather wasn't terrible, but all winter, not so fun. And this time around, I was a new mother too. Those dawn milkings, precipitated by a night of little sleep, didn't feel glorious. They felt cold and exhausting. After slipping on a frozen plop of cow poop one morning and nearly sliding under Rita's stomping hooves, I was beginning to question not only the wisdom of keeping a fall calving milk cow, but of keeping any milk cow at all. Because Rita and I were pals, I persisted. We've thankfully gotten Rita back on schedule with the rest of the herd, and she will be calving any day, which means only a short stint of milking in cold weather. And my kids are growing up too. Sleep is a little more plentiful now, so I find that I am actually excited to hang out with Rita again. Our baby's playing nearby, barn cats curling around our ankles once more, and I'm looking forward to all of us welcoming the day together, the waking sun winking down at us, its kaleidoscope of colors fanning like a rainbow across the prairie.